Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you the voices of talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, new contributor Rena Newson-Lott would like to tell you about Lucy Harris, an almost forgotten basketball player from the 1970s.
In her freshman year at Delta State, Lucy helped lead the Lady Statesmen to a regional tournament, ending with a season record of 16-2. Delta State lost to Mercer University 52-65, which eliminated them from the competition in the AIAW Region 3 championship games and, as a result, prevented them from competing for the national championship title. We were highly upset. We got together as a team and we told each other, if we get this far next year, we're going to go on to the national tournament. Grand ambitions indeed. To take the national championship title after getting through the state and regional tournaments, the Lady Statesmen would have to get past the women's basketball team of Immaculata University. Immaculata University is a Catholic school whose 1970s women's basketball team had the deserved reputation of playing basketball games to win and who had already earned three consecutive AIAW national championship titles. The only three championship national titles presented by the organization up to that time. At this point, you should know that in the 70s, women's sports were not under the umbrella of the NCAA, which is the current administrative authority for all college sports, men and women. The NCAA at that time oversaw and set policies for men's college sports programs only. The administrative authority for women's sports was the Association for Intercollegiate Athletics for Women, the AIAW. And as stated before, Immaculata University had won all of the national championship titles presented by AIAW. Immaculata University's women's basketball teams had proven themselves to be highly skilled players, the best. Winning that national championship title in 1972 and again the following 2 years, in 1973 and 1974. In the world of women's college basketball, they seemed invincible. Immaculata University's basketball team, called the Mighty Mac, were truly pioneers in women's basketball sports history. If the Lady Statesmen of Delta State were going to win a national championship title, they would for sure have to go through the Mighty Mac. In their first year together, the Lady Statesmen had established themselves to be a cohesive and very capable group of players, but had failed to capture their regional title and, as a result, did not earn a slot in the National Women's Basketball Championship games. At season's end, however, they had a renewed determination. They would get to the national tournament and bring home the championship title. They had aimed their sights toward winning their first AIAW national championship title with the understanding to achieve this goal, they would have to meet Immaculata University's Mighty Mac.
Rena Newson-Lott is a retired professor and department chair of early education at Alabama A&M University. She has written a book entitled Meet Lucy Harris Stewart, the amazing, amazing female basketball sensation. It chronicles the entire career of this phenomenal athlete who played on college, professional, and Olympic teams and was the only woman to ever be drafted by the NBA. You can hear Rena's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the sundial icon. The Sundial Writer's Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.